today will demonstrate that the future isn't necessarily that far off.
It's our first all-electric vehicle. When you get behind the wheel, you don't have to use a drop of gasoline, of course.
As soon as that bag lands, it's going to send you a text of where it is.
2013 International CES in Las Vegas. This was our record-setting showcase of new innovations in the consumer electronics field. There were products from all over the world at the show, which happened from January 8th through the 11th.
We have a line of singing toothbrushes. We also have a line of talking toothbrushes, where you press the button, it tells kids to brush their upper teeth, lower teeth, kind of walks them through the whole brushing cycle.
It senses the pitch of the roadway that it's driving on. It can detect red lights from green lights.
Some of them strap them onto their dogs. Some of them put them on the back of their boats. And we have one really cool one where a bunch of dolphins are chasing a boat and they're just dolphins looking at the camera like, what's this?
According to the Consumer Electronics Association, this year's CES was the largest one in the show's history. Total exhibit space equaled the length of 37 football fields. And CES exhibitors unveiled some 20,000 new products.
The sensor is on my forehead and it detects brainwave activity so that the ears will actually reflect my state of mind.
The Flex Duo oven can cook two meals at two different temperatures in one oven at the same time.
So it's a robot relaxation massage. It reads the angles of your back.
More than 150,000 people attended CES. One of the first things anyone saw was a Sunday night showcase of new products under the name Unveiled. Jackson Liu of K-Systems was displaying a unique ring.
What's in my hand currently? It is our Ring Presenter. It is both a wireless mouse as well as a wireless presentation device. So with a simple switch to M, you can use it as a wireless mouse. Plus, you switch it to P, it becomes presentation mode. And you can activate your PowerPoint, you can go to your next slide, you can stop your slide, as well as a pointer, laser pointer.
Chad Lyons of General Motors is displaying an interesting-looking vehicle. Chad, what are we looking at here? What is this car?
We have here the 2013 Chevrolet Spark EV. It's our first all-electric vehicle. We've partnered with Apple. So basically, our customers that own a Spark or a Sonic can bring their smartphone and plug it in or do Bluetooth connection, and through the steering wheel, ask Siri questions like, what's the weather gonna be like? Send a text message, what are my appointments? Stuff like that.
And when you walked through the rest of the hall, you saw all kinds of other innovations.
My name is Winston from Ion Audio.
And Winston, what are we looking at here and what are you holding?
Okay, so I'm holding a product called the Scratch to Go. They're suction cups that you just put onto your iPad, your iOS device, and then you can actually DJ. If you have a listen, I'm literally using the suction cups. You can scratch. So you can be the DJ, and then you can also, you have a crossfader. So all you do is you just move the crossfader and you can fade into your next track.
So I'm speaking with Joseph Morgan, CEO of Globotrack. And Joseph, tell me about TrackDot, please.
Yes, ma'am. It is a luggage tracker designed to go inside the luggage, and it is not GPS-based. It is cellular-based. What this does is, since it's all cellular-based, we derive the speed from the rate of change between system IDs. And when the speed drops below 100 knots, it comes on and transmits and tells me where it is.
Tell me about what you have here, Anish.
So we have a line of singing toothbrushes. Each of our toothbrushes have two buttons on there, one for morning, one for night. And they play a song for 2 minutes. So when you press the button, you kind of hear it. And it'll play the song for 2 minutes, which is the recommended time to brush your teeth.
And one of the innovations it unveiled was getting everybody's attention by literally firing projectiles at them. There were two robots on display. They looked very much like a red and a blue spider, and they would skitter across the floor, have five small plastic balls in them that looked very much like smaller versions of ping pong balls, and they would wind up and... Linda Krebs was the representative there with them. Her company, appropriately enough, is called Wow Stuff.
So you're looking at two of the AttackNid robots. They are the first introduction from a series of battling robots called Combat Creatures from WoW Stuff.
What's been your best experience playing with these? What's been most fun for you?
Oh, I think at CES we've had a lot of fun actually, you know, battling the attendees. It's been really great.
This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.